This week's episode is all about the mamas. We celebrate Mother's Day by discussing our favorite celebrity moms, Disney moms, drag mothers, and Corey and I take the ultimate test to see who has the cooler mother. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our friends over at NatureBox. NatureBox offers guilt-free snacks right to your front door if you are looking for something to love and nibble on without feeling all the guilt of, like, all these trans fats or maybe some gluten. You can sign up with naturebox.com/besties, and they're gonna give you a free sample of their products right to your front door. So go give them some love. They make this episode completely free. So thanks, NatureBox. Hi, Corey!
Good day.
Good day to
you. Good day, sir.
Hello.
You told me I was only allowed to refer to you as sir.
Did I?
No.
Oh.
But
you can call me, mama.
Just don't call me late to lunch.
Just don't call me after hours. Just don't call me on my home phone.
You're like,
just don't call me.
You're like, just don't call me, text me, or look me directly in the eye.
Just don't. Don't.
Oh my God, your new, like, slogan. Just don't.
Just don't. So Corey, speaking of mamas, it's Mother's Day.
Well, it's not Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is this week. If you were to ask my mom if it's Mother's Day, she would say,
every day is Mother's Day.
Literally.
Would she?
Yes. She'd be like, it's my birthday and it's Mother's Day. Where are both of my gifts?
And then would you tell her not to make direct
contact? And then I'd say, don't look at me, woman. You know not to look me in the eye.
You'd block her?
I have blocked her on Twitter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She harasses me. She's all up in my notifications.
She tweeted at me the other day and was like, you're so nice, loves yes.
And that's why you muted her?
No.
Do you have my mom muted on Twitter?
No, I don't.
Well,
I have her cell. I got her on Twitter. I got her email. I got her on Facebook.
Christ.
We are like fast friends.
Corey.
She's actually a better friend to me than you most days.
Okay. Well, it's Mother's Day. Let's talk about mamas. The mamas and the papas, but not the papas because it's not Father's Day.
Yes, it's not.
How do you feel about the mamas and the papas? Is that a band?
They sang, all the leaves are brown.
And the sky is
blue. Anyone listening knows that song. Just kidding. Some of you do.
In the sky is happy wheel gray.
Oh my God, mamas and the papas.
Mm. So, Corey, let's talk about moms. Who's your favorite celebrity mom?
Me.
Okay.
A favorite celebrity mom.
Yes.
None of my faves have kids yet.
Who are you? Oh,
Katie has no kids. Sarah Bareilles doesn't have any kids.
Okay, but if you had to choose one mom who's a favorite celebrity mom.
I think Britney's a good mom.
I do think she is a good mom.
Since they've given her, like, control back of her social media, I will say she posts a lot of, like, pictures and videos and, like, Vines and Instagram of her and her kids. And I think she's just, like, living life and, like.
I think she loves being a mom.
Oh, you can tell she does.
Yeah.
And it's, like, good for her for doing all the, like, Vegas stuff, but you can tell she, like, loves being a mom, and I think she's a really good mom.
And I think part of the reason why she did Vegas is because it gave her a stable home.
Oh, yeah.
To actually have kind of a sense of normalcy with
that's like an hour flight from wherever she lives out here in LA.
Right. And she can actually spend time with her kids. And she for the music video for the Smurfs movie or whatever,
oh,
her kids were in it.
Were they?
Yeah, in the audience. And then didn't somebody get turned into a Smurf and they were like, wow, that's how they had to act?
Probably.
I think. Anyway.
Oh my God, her children are actors.
I mean.
Actors. Who's your favorite celebrity mom?
Maybe Kris Jenner.
Ew.
Because she's a momager, but she also is very into her kids' success, no matter what the route. She's not judgmental about it. She's like, you know what? As a mom, I was a little concerned about the porn, but as a manager,
I was like, where do I sign the check?
She was like,
check into my bank account?
She is
that good or is that money hungry?
You know what? Money hungry is what you could call it, but I'm going to say supportive, and she is business minded.
And she should mind her business sometimes.
I would actually, if I were to pick a favorite celebrity mom, I would probably say Angelina Jolie.
Because remember, when they did the dress
for the wedding,
dress.
I thought that was so cute. If you don't know the story, when Angelina and Brad finally got married, because they had been together for a long time. They had had their kids, blah, 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 blah. They had adopted. They had, you know, formed a family, and then they'd got married, officially. And for the wedding dress, what'd they do?
They, like, all the kids had drawn pictures, and they, like, turned it into a fabric.
I thought
and
that
there
was
like, writing, and there was notes all over her wedding dress, and, like, pictures from the kids.
Because
it was really
cute. It was adorable. And I would say Angelina Jolie is an incredible mom, because she leads by example of how you should treat your kids and how you should let them live their own lives and have their own individuality. And you've kind of seen her being used as an example of the ideal parent of any child that's trying to figure out their own identity. I love that.
She's very supportive.
Supportive you, and encouraging.
That reminds me of my actual – I just remembered who my actual favorite celebrity mom is.
Who?
Grandmother Willow.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, my God. My favorite Disney mom.
Excuse me. What? She's just my favorite mom.
Oh, shit.
You probably like Mrs. Potts.
How dare you? Yes, I do.
How dare you? And actually, you're right.
If your mom was Mrs. Potts and she had anything inside her to give you a little sip, what would you want her to spout out?
Probably water. I'm very boring. I like to stay hydrated. I'm a jock.
Like vitamin water?
No.
Electrocuted water?
Lord.
You know I recently – not recently.
You were drinking – I just feel like I screamed into the microphone.
You were?
You were drinking electrocuted water again.
It's not called electrocuted water. I think it's called – is it called
literally it's called electrocuted water.
Listen, this is the most LA thing about me.
I was like,
I love my water to be electrified.
Diva?
It infuses the water with energy.
She's moved on past the Brita and on to
I hate Brita.
The electrocuted
Brita,
water.
Unless they want to sponsor the podcast, can figure it out. Because my Brita filter is so slow.
It's slow because you haven't changed it in 3 years since moving to LA.
Wow. Your tone seems very pointed.
It is pointed.
Speaking of pointed mamas, how do you feel about – do you have a drag mother?
I don't. I would like a drag mother, but I don't want to have to take my drag mother's name. You know how sometimes they're like –
yes. You're in the family of Estranja. Laganja.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I'm like, no, Henny.
So if you don't know drag culture, usually if you're introduced to drag by another drag queen.
I think this is older drag culture. It's not necessarily the staple anymore.
If you are introduced to drag and they do your makeup for the first time and help you pick your name or whatever, that is your drag mother. It's very fairy godmother. But
fairy godmother.
Yes. if I had to have a drag mother, I would want Rue.
There's no need to RuPaulogize.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about Beyonce as your favorite mother, or does she not count since she didn't carry her young?
Wow. Who knows? Okay, well, that brings up an interesting topic because mothers are not defined by the months that they
harbor
a child within them. It's the behavior after they are declared the parent.
Did you say behavior?
It's the behavior, and the beehive is going to come for us.
Right.
You know what's called beehive? I've always called it the beehive.
A baby in the womb does not a mother make.
Has your mother ever maked?
Are you talking about pooping?
Yeah, Corey and I call pooping making.
You can make my day.
Ew, you know what I hate? You know what mother I hate?
Goose.
I hate Mother Goose. No, like, I hate that mom that you're friends with on Facebook that posted that picture of the diarrhea baby that you keep showing
me. That's so mean.
I hate it.
She's a good mom and her baby's cute. This is like an old friend of mine.
Tell the story.
So a friend of mine from Michigan.
Oh, so it's appropriate, but you're not going to name her by name?
I can name her.
Drag her.
My friend.
Tag and drag, bitch.
My friend Kashara posted a picture of her newborn baby having a baby blowout. And
that's
I've
disgusting.
Heard.
It was an explosion of diarrhea.
Like up the baby's back. And like I've heard new parents
up
talking
the
about
back.
These. I've heard
up
new
the
parents
back.
Talking about these like blowouts. And like no one's ever explained it to me. So I was mad finally someone tagged and dragged their baby on Facebook.
And goes, look at my baby's blowout. I was expecting some high hair.
You were saying corn.
A nice baby
high
blowout.
High fructose corn syrup.
Now, high fructose corn syrup is my favorite type of corn syrup.
Did you say hair?
Hair.
Did you ever have a mom haircut?
No.
It looks a little...
How dare you? Hair dare you.
Look like a hip mom.
Speaking of hair, let's talk about
hair
Mother
hair.
Monster.
Oh,
Lady
Lord.
Gaga. She's my favorite mother.
Do you think she would ever be a mom to be?
I hope so. I think she would be so loving. You know how
she's
she treats her
dog. She's literally going to name her baby like... Dragon Guitar.
Are you an idiot?
Mystery.
No, she'll probably name it some like very Italian name. You know how she's very Italian. It's like Rigatoni or like
Rigatoni the Tiger.
Yeah. How do you feel about Tony the Tiger?
He's not a mom. We're not talking about him.
You don't know how he identifies and you don't know if he's ever had offspring.
I do. There's no
Tony the Tiger, mom of the year. You're welcome.
There's no tiger children. I would know
I kind of want to go back to your favorite Disney mom. Okay. Now, I will say most Disney moms are dead. Figure it out. Or evil. Or as evil stepmother.
Speaking of dead.
My favorite Disney mom is Tiana's mom on the Princess. What is that called? Princess Frog?
Yeah, the Princess Frog? And the Frog.
Princess and the Frog. Is that the title of the movie?
You sound like such a fan.
Because
you
Oprah, know the movie Oprah's the voice of it. The
no.
mother. Oprah's the voice of the mother.
Harpo?
Not Harpo. Orpa. Orpa.
Oh, Orpa.
Orpa.
I did not know that.
My favorite mom is Oprah's mom because she misspelled Oprah on the birth certificate. If you go to her Wikipedia, Oprah's Wikipedia, you'll see
story.
That her real name is Orpa.
That's not
it's a biblical
happened.
Name.
That's not
and they
what
misspelled.
Happened.
Anyway,
you're
Oprah.
Messing up the story. If you're going to memorize the story, memorize the correct version.
Who's your favorite dance mom?
I don't watch that show.
Neither do
Does
I.
Does Abby Lee Miller have children?
Valid question.
I don't – that's a serious question.
All of the children on Earth are Abby Lee Miller's children.
I think if she had children, we would know. They would be dancing.
Let's talk about the first mom, Mother Nature.
I thought you were going to say Michelle Obama.
Oh, no. Mother Nature. Thoughts on Mother Nature. Is she killing it or is she spilling it? And by spilling it, I mean all the water because the water is melting on Earth and –
I'm going to let you go alone on this one.
And what's that called where it's all getting too hot up in here?
Heat wave.
Nope. Bigger scale.
Global warming.
Global warming. Now, Mother Nature, is she fulfilling her job as the mother of Earth or is she kind of losing her touch? Mother Nature can't even handle all
so
that global warming.
Mother Nature has lost mother's touch.
Mother Nature has lost mother's touch. She can't keep up with all of her offspring, really just hurting the earth with all those natural gases
I think she
or whatever.
Ground
she
us.
Needs to take us to Maury, and Maury needs to see if we are really
her children.
Because
not the mother.
She is. I don't think she's the mother.
Not the baby.
We are. I'm the baby. What's that from?
Me and my friend Carly.
No, I'm pretty sure it's from like the dinosaurs TV show.
Oh, that's not the mama.
I'm the mama.
No, the dinosaur from Dinosaur says not the mama.
I'm the baby.
You can talk about that because that is topical to Mother's Day.
Now, before we go any further about our moms who, you know, growing up would give us healthy snacks, we got to give you some healthy snacks of your own. And that is NatureBox.com. They are offering you guys a hookup because they love Psychobabble so much. NatureBox.com is a service where you can sign up. You get snacks delivered to your front door. They are artificial flavor free. They got no artificial sweeteners. They got zero trans fats. They got no high fructose corn syrup. They're basically, you know, taking care of you the way your mom would want you to be taken care of and giving you some snacks right to your front door. And they have, you know, a ton of options. They got over 100 healthy and crave-worthy options, again, right to your front door. You basically sign up online, pick what you want. They deliver them right to you, and you don't even have to worry about it. You know, it's the basically the best way to have healthy options so that you don't snack on things that are going to, like, make you feel guilty. Again, if you go to naturebox.com/besties, you can get a free trial today. They are giving you guys a hookup because they love Psychobabble as much as you guys love Psychobabble. So if you use naturebox.com/besties, they are going to give you guys the hookup. And we love them for that. They made this episode completely free. So again, go use that link and be treated how your mom would want you to be treated.
Do you want to talk about our actual moms?
She gets enough promo. Let's talk about your mom.
You go.
What?
What do you know? What do you love?
Danette.
Yes.
Danette, she is real. She is... If honestly, if they are looking to cast Real Housewives of Mid-Michigan, my mom and your mom would be on there.
My mom actually would be good on it.
She would.
She would have no
she's
time
honest,
for anybody.
And she, yeah, she has no time.
She will tell it like it is. And she will.
My mom would be that type of mom, a Real Housewife, where she's like spinning in circles down the drain of like drama and like in her own drama.
She would be caught in her web of lies.
Yeah, she would
Queen
be caught
Jackie.
In a web of lies.
My mom would be over it. My mom would be the one sitting at the table, like, you know, I don't watch Housewives, but I did watch a clip recently. Who's the one with the restaurants in West Hollywood?
Not the Countess.
No.
My mom would be the one to call herself a countess.
We're such horrible gays. We don't know any Real Housewife
now
culture.
Now let's talk about gays.
No, they're not moms.
A gay could be a mom.
A lesbian can be a mom.
Don't tell me how to live my dream.
That one housewife just always sits there quietly. That my point was that's my mom because she's like going to just be over it.
She'd just be sitting there rolling her eyes.
Yeah. My mom said she got recognized at work the other day.
Oh, my God.
Which is like –
a cycle,
first time.
A cycle baby?
I don't know if it was a cycle baby or a cool kid.
Mm.
It's hard to keep up. I've just got so many.
Now, a pivotal moment in being a mom is that, you know, the baby bump. How do you feel about Beyonce's baby bump?
I literally already talked about that.
We didn't talk about the fake baby bump. We didn't talk about it. When it fell into itself?
When it collapsed.
When it collapsed?
That couldn't have been good for Blue.
I mean, if Blue Ivy was really in there, she was doing some type of yoga.
Actually, what if Blue was in there and she did this? Pulled real hard on the umbilical cord and sucked it.
Sabotaged your mom? She's like, oh, I know my mom's doing press right now. And she pulls the umbilical cord.
She was like, mom needs to make the headlines.
Mama needs to make.
Let me pull in her stomach. Mm. I bet that's what – you know Blue Ivy's got a strong grip.
Well, I do know that. I have encountered it.
You have not shaken her hand.
And I had a vision.
Of love?
I had a vision. Speaking of vision of love, Mariah Carey is a mother. Go.
She is the mother of the lambs, of the lamely.
How do you feel about – would you consider a pop artist to be the mother of their fandom like Gaga is Mother Monster? Is Mariah Mother Lamb?
Mother Lamb.
Is Katy Perry Mother
– Kitty Cat.
Mother Cat.
Mother Cat. Mom Cat.
Mama Cat.
It's like Tom Cat but Mom Cat. Ugh. Don't
Now, the most important mom of all time
is my mom. We already talked about
is not
this.
Your mom. Is not my mom. Is not Mother Nature. Is not
it's especially not Mother Nature. She's lost.
It's not Mother Mary.
Touch.
It's not Mother Mary. It's the mom of all times, Amy Poehler, as the mom in Mean Girls.
Okay. Yeah.
Not baby mama. Is that where you thought I was going?
I had literally no clue.
Which
where
I just
you were
watched
going.
On a flight. It was okay.
Were you?
No, the mom in Mean Girls.
Because she's not a regular mom.
She's a cool mom. She's the quintessential cool mom. Now,
well, you know my last name's Cool. So
your mom is literally
a cool mom.
Yeah.
Literally. And speaking of cool moms.
Yeah.
Should we actually find out how cool our moms actually are?
Let's both take the quiz at the same time.
We will, but we can discuss and go about it as we're going through.
So this is a quiz on BuzzFeed.com. It's this new up-and-coming website.
It's probably their first day launch,
yeah.
I think.
It's impressive. Yeah, to start with a launch like this, it's like we're giving them a lot of promo.
Yeah,
they're welcome.
They're welcome.
So this quiz is, how cool is your mom actually? So it's got a list of things. Let's kind of go through it. If this applies, you click the thing and you say, yes, your mom does this. So would your mom let you have wine with dinner in high school?
Absolutely not.
Never.
No, she was not into teen drinking.
No, my mom
bad.
My mom would not have me have wine. She's not that cultured. She'd give me a Bud Light. So no. Would she let you throw a party when she was out of town?
No.
No. My mom made me sign a contract saying I wouldn't.
Does your mother know that children can't legally sign contracts?
No, she was the witness to the contract, and she put it on the fridge, and then we all cheers to the contract.
Oh, my.
When she was gone.
I actually hope you still have a copy of that.
I don't. Mom, if you have that Microsoft Word document, I need it.
Okay.
Would she let you stay up past your bedtime?
Yes, she would.
No. Would she let you watch rated R movies?
Yes, she would. My mom loves scary movies.
Does she keep your secrets?
My mom is a gossiper.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom, she is a locked lock.
I doubt.
What is it?
Locked lips.
She got a locked lip. When it comes to me, I can tell her anything and she won't tell anyone.
I saw her tweeting your secrets the other day.
Does she dress better than you?
It's tough.
That blouse with those.
I'll say yes. Pumps. My mom always tries to drag my outfits and then calls me and then asks, like, should I wear this dress or this dress? And I'm like, oh, but you got a comment about the shoes I wore the other day.
Drag her.
Dragged.
Is she your stylist?
I think I just said yes to that.
Okay. Do your friends like her? Yes.
I don't. Like
I
Jackie.
Like your. I like.
I'm kidding. I
oh
love.
Oh my God!
Jackie.
No, my mom was the queen of my birthday party.
She was. I do love Jackie.
And your people, your friends like your mom. I like your mom.
Yes.
Are your friends jealous of you because of her?
Yes.
Yeah. She gives good advice?
Absolutely.
No. She stuck up for you at parent-teacher conferences.
I don't know if she had to stick up for me because I was God's gift to Vandercook Lake High School.
No, my mom would drag me. She'd side with the teacher and be like, I know, he's a piece of shit.
She was like, you should have him sign a contract.
God. What's the next one?
She gives you hump day treats.
That seems weird.
Well, now, I mean, my mom does like Taco Tuesdays.
My mom did send me 3 pounds of cookies.
I think that's a yes for both of us. Oh, speaking of which, she sends you care packages.
Yep.
Don't get me started on how the post office lost the Easter package my mom
sent me. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't want to talk about
it. Tyler's favorite story.
Now, does she use emojis properly?
My mom hasn't dabbled in the emoji.
My mom carries an Android. So no.
Whoa.
Does she look forward to her Snapchats? Or do you look forward to her Snapchats? She doesn't have Snapchats.
She doesn't snap.
She bought you an M-rated video game? Yes.
She did.
Nope. Plays video games with you? No.
She used to try.
Make Pinterest-worthy food? No.
Does like a... Oh, you're dragging Jackie's cooking?
She can bake, but she doesn't like... She doesn't cook. You know what I'm saying?
I thought Pinterest... Like, my mom made that like taco casserole.
Okay, well, that's a pass. She doesn't get mad when you swear?
Ooh,
no. My mom swears more than me.
My mom gets so mad.
Okay, the next one, she swears. Yeah, mine does.
She does, which is hypocritical.
She doesn't rat you out to your dad when you come home after curfew.
Nope.
My mom would 100% sell me out. She picked you up after you snuck out. No.
No.
She'd be like, find your own way home. This was before Ubers. She didn't ground you for sneaking out. Yes, she did.
Ugh.
Watches your favorite TV shows with you.
Yes.
Yes. Reads your favorite books.
Yes.
My mom really loves that book, A Child Called It.
What?
And she really likes Chicken Soup for the Soul.
My mom's favorite book is The Book Thief. She reads it 3 times a year.
My mom...
She hasn't seen the movie.
Same with my mom with 50 Shades of Grey. She'll reread it all the time.
Well, we know why she's rereading that.
She's thirsty. She turned you on to some of your favorite books.
I don't think so.
Gossips with you?
Of course.
Ignores the condoms she found in the laundry? In the laundry?
That never,
what does that even mean? Like, that, used condoms in your pocket?
That did not happen to me, but that happened to one of my brothers, and she did not ignore it. She dragged them.
Buys you condoms/birth control.
She did take free condoms from the park in San Francisco.
No. My mom didn't even give me a sex talk. Gives you honest sex advice?
Uh-uh.
Nah. Lets you control the radio?
Yes. We listen to the same
Let's
songs.
Lets me. I force my way. She sings along to Top 40?
No. Absolutely. You know what one of my mom's favorite songs is?
What?
Too Close by Next. It was very big in the 90s.
I don't even know.
Listen to it.
My mom only has one CD, and that's what she listens to.
It's the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
No. She has a Twitter. Yes, she does.
My
has
mom
more
does
followers
it
than you. Getting close, but no. Visited more countries than you? Nah.
No.
Chills. Or she's chill about tattoos? Girl, she got a tramp stamp.
My mom's chill about my tattoos.
She has tattoos? Yes. Chill about piercings?
Don't. No.
I don't think she would care. Has piercings herself?
Of course
yes
she does. Her ears are pierced.
Goes to concerts with you? Never.
My mom wanted to go see Maroon 5 with me, but I wasn't in town.
Was she in a band?
No.
No, but she was a cheerleader.
Oh, wait. Question. My mom was in choir in high school. Does that count?
Sure. Knows how to ride a motorcycle? No.
My mom loves Bike Week.
Ew.
She wants to go to Myrtle Beach to go to
Ew
Bike Week.
Danette, you have been
possible
voted off the island. Does she own a leather jacket?
Two. One in brown and one in black.
Yeah, my mom has a my mom has a denim with Looney Tunes
on
the back.
Like, I was literally like, your mom has a Looney Tunes varsity
Ew
jacket.
Her dance moves don't embarrass you?
No.
Nah. She uses slang correctly?
Yes, and she creates some of her own.
Is she a bae?
She's bae for days.
Doesn't drive a minivan.
Nah.
Takes amazing selfies. Yeah. She's your best friend.
Yes.
Supports you.
Yep.
Loves you.
Yep.
Okay. Should we see how cool our moms are?
Yes.
I'm submitting.
What did Queen Jackie get?
It says, your mom is the hippest mom on the block. She's even cooler than you. Your friends wish they could trade places with you, but you'd never allow that because your mom is amazing. Maybe if you're nice, she'll teach you a thing or two about being fly.
That's crazy. I was thinking we would actually get the same answers.
What did you get?
Mine says, your mom is the coolest mom in town. Her swagger is unparalleled. She's never uptight or impatient, and other moms wish they could be her.
Hmm.
You're hashtag blessed to have a mom as chill as her.
How many did you check off the 50 list?
33.
Oh, my God. I checked off 20. I guess my mom's not that cool. Sorry, Jackie. You suck.
You only checked off 20?
Yeah,
my mom is so hip for
days. I guess
days.
Your mom is hip. So I think we should say a little love, give some love to our moms. If you could tell your mom one thing right now, what would you say?
I would tell my mom I love her and I miss her and I wish I was home celebrating Mother's Day with her. And actually, since moving to California, it's always tough, like, not being home for holidays. And the first time Mother's Day came around, that was one of the hardest holidays for me because my mom and I always do, like, fun things like grill out or go to Outback or, like, go shopping.
Okay, fun things like go to Outback.
You know I love Outback.
Get that brown
and
bread.
So does my mom. She's cooler than you.
Mm. If I could say one thing to Queen Jackie, since I know you're listening, get back to work. Aren't you at work right now? Go, honestly. Figure it out. You're going to get fired.
Why are you yelling at her?
Also,
I have a message for Queen Jackie.
What?
It's that I love you.
Okay. Show me up, just like the rest of my siblings. Mom, I love you. You're not that bad. And you're cute and fun and quirky and the best. And I'm hashtag blessed. And that's all. Okay. Love ya. So, Corey.
That was.
As my own mother.
Yeah, I sometimes am your mother.
You are kind of my mother goose.
Because I'd like to swaddle you and carry you around in a baby bajorn.
What? What?
You know those like wraps that you put the baby in?
No.
You
York?
Don't. Baby? The only wrap you know is a spinach wrap.
Oh my God, I would kill for a spinach wrap with their Ian mail.
You don't know what a baby Bjorn is.
No, what does that mean?
It's like it's spelled B-J-O-R-N.
Okay, well.
It's like a thing you carry babies in.
All I know is.
Strap them to your back, strap them to your front.
Ugh. Strap these children to you?
It's like, listen, someday you're going to do it, and I'm going to take a picture of you, and I'm going to
wrap my baby around my arm like a floaty. And that's how I'm carrying my children. Really helps with their posture.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was a fun episode.
Is it? What's it? Did y'all like it?
I did.
If you liked it, maybe tweet it to your own mother.
Hashtag I love my mom.
Oh, let's get hashtag I love my mom trending.
Is there anything more inclusive we could say?
Babies love their mommies. Hashtag babies love their mommies because y'all are the little cycle babies.
Yeah, like
but
that.
It'll trend and then everyone will be like, oh, I could get into that trend, but we'll know.
We're going to need to get it to trend all week because
and maybe,
this is coming out the Tuesday before Mother's
Day. Yes, yes, yes. Send us and use that hashtag, but also tweet a picture of you and your moms.
That would actually be really
That's cute. Cutesicles.
I'm going to for sure do that.
Okay, cool.
And then you're going to tweet a picture of me and you.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of Twitter, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Tyler Oakley. Where can they find you?
At Corey Cool.
And if you want to – is your mom on Twitter?
She's not.
Oh, well, my mom is. Go tweet at my mom and say, hey, and her Twitter is what?
I literally don't know.
I think it's –
Mama Jacqueline or something.
Mama – Yeah, it's Mama Jacqueline.
Just kidding. I'm her number one fan. Of course, I have it memorized.
It's at Mama Jacqueline, but her name is so messed up. It's J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N. Mama Jacqueline. Go give her some love because she's the reason for the season, at least for me. Yeah, that's all. Thanks for listening. Corey, if people want to subscribe, how can they do it?
You go over to iTunes.
And then you
pull
do what?
It up.
Yeah.
You find podcasts. You find this podcast. You click subscribe. If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're already in iTunes. So make sure you're subscribed.
You do it. And you make your friends subscribe. Get your mom to subscribe. You know she's... yes, let's get to all the moms!
All the mothers of the world.
The moms of the
They
cycle
were really... Babies. They're really going to like this episode.
Honestly, yeah. Listen to this with your mom. And then your mom's going to be like... Well, I'm done with my own child. I want to adopt Corey and Tyler.
I believe it.
Okay, cool. Thanks for listening. We love you guys.
We'll see you soon.
Later, skaters.